This is Limit Up, the place where we explore markets, strategies, and trading psychology to take your trading to the next level.
Hey traders, this is Eddie Horn from Top Step Trader. This is Limit Up. This is where we talk with traders, market participants, and trading psychologists to help you improve your trading. With the Independence Day holiday this week, what we're going to do is we're going to do a rebroadcast of an episode. We had to start the year about five ways to improve your trading. In this episode, I'm going to be talking with our risk manager, Mick Ironimo, about how traders can make progress, pursue their passions, and meet their financial goals. So sit back, relax, and hey, happy Independence Day. Today, we have a special episode for you. We're going to be talking with Mick Ironimo, a longtime trader and risk manager here at Top Step Trader. Well, Mick, I'd like to say hello, Mick.
Hello, Eddie. Thanks a lot for the invite today.
Fantastic to have you here with us, Mick. We're going to be talking about how to improve your trading in 2018. Just 2017's been a very positive year for the markets. We've seen a lot of movement in the markets. I know that this being the new year, a lot of traders are going to return to the markets coming up very shortly here. So looking to improve their trading performance, but without a plan or clear objectives. Now, you know it and I know it. That is going to be really hard to at least get your feet on the ground 2018.
Eddie, I couldn't agree with you more. New year, new you, and new progression. And we want to, today we want to discuss five ways to be successful in 2018.
All right. Yeah, like you were saying, you know what, coming into the new year, a clean slate, a lot of traders ending 2017 a little early, getting ready for 2018. We got a lot on the table for ourselves as traders, so I'm really glad that we got you here, Mick. At least give us some of the basics, I'm going to say the ingredients for the formula, and I want to know what do I need to do, and I hope you share those with us.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got five good ingredients to go over today for this recipe, all about being successful in 2018. And I think before we start talking about success in 2018, we should define success. And a lot of people out there are going to have different opinions and ideas of what success is. Me personally, I think success is simply progression, getting a little bit better at each and everything you do throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month and year. It's just getting a little bit better. I don't want to say, you know, success is making millions of dollars. We want to have small little wins that eventually will add up to, you know, something remarkable over the course of the whole year.
Right. You know, we want to make sure that we have our targets, our objectives, that we can make, at least we can check them out to say accomplished. You know, we have to aim. There's purpose for our goals and what we need to look at. But I'm with you on that, and it'd be really cool if we can get going here.
Sure. Let's start with having number one, have realistic expectations for your trading.
All right. Now, we talk about realistic expectations. I'm new to trading. All right. Okay. Let's do this. I'm new to trading. Electronic trading. It's sweeping the nation. now this is something that I can do now. I mean, years ago I couldn't trade. You know, some of these markets. Now I can. Now it's open for everybody. Now, what am I looking at as far as me being somebody newer trading?
Nope.
And then let me put it on the other perspective as, hey, you know what? I've been trading for 15 years. All right, what do I need to do? I know what to do. So let's go with the new trader first.
Sure, new trader. As far as realistic expectations go, know that you're getting into an industry, a very fun and exciting, and you know, potentially gratifying industry. But your competitors out there, you're a new trader. Your competitors out there have been around for a while. They know these markets. They've seen different market states and cycles. It's going to be tough competition, and you need to know that going in ahead of time. That way you can plan accordingly.
You know, Mick, you mentioned that, and it's almost like buying a very popular video game 6 months after it comes out, and you log in, And it seems like, you know, like everybody else knows the map very well, yeah. And you're lost, you're like, a lost little sheep, and you don't have any idea. So I'm glad you brought up the word realistic, because we really have to grasp those terms of, hey, you know what? This is what I need to do, and this is what I need to look at.
And a lot of people, you know, the new trader, and I think everybody, it'd be strange if people didn't think this. I'm getting into trading. I know there's the potential to make, you know, large amounts of money. Everybody wants to jump in head first and just start going, just start trading, buying and selling, buying and selling. And I think it's really important to remember that with anything new, start off slowly. You want to start off slow. You don't want to jump in and get in over your head before you realize what's happening.
All right, let's move on to the other. Let's move on to the realistic trader that's been trading for a while. What is a realistic view for somebody that, hey, you know what? I've did this. I've been there, done that.
Great. I'm glad we're going to talk about the new trader and someone who's been around. As far as realistic expectations from an experienced trader, I think that someone who's been in the industry for 15 years would know that, you know, the markets are tough, and there's going to be times where we see lots of volatility, which creates opportunity for the day traders. We're also going to see a lot of times where the market's not really doing anything and there aren't opportunities there. So to know that, hey, I'm going into a new year, there could be a lot of excitement in the markets that I watch, maybe the markets that I don't watch, but there could also be a little bit of downtime too. So just knowing that, hey, not every day will there be opportunities, just, you know, planning ahead like that.
All right, cool. Number two on the list.
Find your niche.
Ooh,
your niche, okay. Your niche, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Find your place.
Find your place. Yeah, you want to know who you are as a trader. Am I a short time frame scalper who's in and out, you know, 50 times a day? Or am I someone who's, you know, trying to catch the trend for the day? Do I look at the short time frame, higher time frame? Do I want to look at technical analysis? Am I going to try and be using fundamental analysis? Who are you as a trader? And there's a number of things that you can do to break it down and figure out who you are. First of all, you know, start out with what kind of products are you interested in trading? Do you want to be a crude oil trader and see the big swings throughout the day? Do you want to trade S&Ps, a deeper market? And, you know, you might not see that intraday volatility as often. Not saying that there aren't huge moves in the S&Ps,
right.
But I think you know what I mean. So, you know, what do you want to trade? When do you want to trade?
All right. Now, let me add, I know that some of our new traders here, that's one of the big questions that they ask. But it's a question they ask after the fact that they sort of are attracted to the fashionable trade. Mentioned Bitcoin. Now, a lot of people that I have talked to, they're like, "Oh, you're in the financial business. You do the, you watch the markets. You look at charts and everything. Bitcoin. All right. First off, I'm telling them, well, do you have about $10,000 to $20,000 to buy one Bitcoin? Just want to know if you've got that in your account to, you know." So what they're doing is they're looking in the wrong direction. And what you brought up is know where you are, know who you are. No, this isn't going to just happen overnight where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm a gold trader. It's not going to happen that way. Now, on the other end of this perspective, somebody that's experienced, have gone through this phase earlier in their trading career. They know what kind of trader they are. They know what markets they like. They know what they can handle. They know the process.
Mm-hmm. True. One thing I will say about that experienced trader who's been around for 15 years, they might know what kind of trader they are. If they've been in the industry that long, they probably know that they might need to be flexible too. If I'm, you know, the type A trader, well, depending on the market conditions, I might have to tweak who I am a little bit. You know,
right.
it kind of is evolution. You know, people who are traders are going to have to evolve with the markets as they change over time. Biggest evolution in the last 15 years or so, I would say, is going from the pit to the screen.
Exactly.
You know, all
that's
those
exactly
guys had to evolve,
of.
And at some point, there's going to be some new change to the market. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to try and figure it out, but you're going to have to evolve with the markets.
Right, and you know, and a lot of professionals couldn't, you know, do that that transition.
True.
And it just wasn't working for them. But there is a lot.
Their niche got taken away from them, basically, with the transition of the business onto the screens.
You know, going back that the years I was on the trading floor, you know, I've got that that open outcry mindset. And it really hampers my electronic trading. So the thing is, you have to differentiate, you have to separate, and I had to be reprogrammed, basically.
Definitely.
You know, so,
as far as finding a niche for a new trader, though, mm-hmm. you might. I don't think that any new trader is going to be able to find what their niche is without participating a little bit.
Right.
You know, you can't say, "Oh, I want to be." You know, you could say, "I want to trade the gold," or "I want to trade the crude oil," or the bonds. But until you actually go in there and do some execution, do some buying and selling, you might not know if that's actually going to be the right market for you at the time.
Right. You know, it's either paper trade it, get yourself a sim. I mean, that's really the only way to sort of get to know a product and how it works. And another good thing is if you got somebody that has traded it successfully for a while. You know, I tell you, be a sponge. Absorb as much information you can. Ask questions. This is going to get you where you want to be. All right, we've got number three.
Put a game plan together.
Ooh.
You can't go into anything without a plan.
No.
Not in trading. There's too much at stake.
Well, you know, the
and
thing,
too much to make. You got to have a game plan.
Too much. Yeah, but the thing is, I just want to trade. You know, hey, I can go in there. I can buy and sell. It's easy. Either I buy or I sell. It's a 50-50%.
Buy low, sell high.
That's it. You know what? I'm ready to quit my job, and I'm going to be a trader, but I don't need a game plan. Tell me a reason I need a game plan.
If you don't have a game plan, you're going to fail or flail, I should say. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that they're not bad traders, but they flail for a long time because they don't have a game plan and they don't have they just don't have a plan for how to progress their trading. Yes, anybody could make or lose, you know, $1,000 in a day trading futures. But if you don't have a plan, that money's not going to stick around in your account.
Right. Yeah, any professional sports team, successful sports team, has a good plan. Anybody, even if you are just hiking in the woods, you know, whether you being a good hiker or a lost hiker, you need to have a plan.
A lost hiker.
Well, I mean, seriously, you have to think about it. I mean, you take the family on a vacation. You know, you're just going to just get in a car and start driving?
No, where are we going? You know, how are we getting
we're
there?
We're going to Disneyland, kids. I don't know, but we're going to keep driving until we run into it. No, the thing is, you got to have a plan for success.
Definitely. I think, you know, you should have a plan for the year. Just like any company, you know, out there, they have goals. You know, these are our 2018 right. goals. We want to reach this, this, and that. Well, how are they going to get there? And then they break it down. But
exactly.
have a goal for your year. You know, you sit down in front of the computer on Tuesday, which is going to be the first trading day of 2018. Have a plan for the year. Have a plan for that week. Have a plan for that day. And then, you know, when you're looking at the market trying to find a trade, have a plan for that trade. Most importantly, you know,
right.
where am I getting in? Where am I going to be getting out if I'm wrong? This is something you need to know ahead of time before you even put the trade on. Where am I going to be getting out if I'm wrong? Where am I going to be getting out if I'm right?
Right. You know, one thing about that, too, is like if you decide what actions you're going to take, like you said, if the market goes with me, what am I going to do? Know what you're going to do before the market does that, because this way it's just a reaction. It's not a thought process where, oh, God, we're rallying. What am I going to do? All right, you know what you're going to do already. This is going to save you from a lot of stress, a lot of bad moves, a lot of rookie moves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is one thing here. Have a game plan. Do your homework. Don't half-ass it. Don't shortcut it. This is completely up to you.
And this business can be so emotional for traders, too. But if you have a plan ahead of time, you're not going to be as emotional. You don't want to be a deer in the headlights. I can only imagine how much money has been lost, you know, with people not knowing what to do when the market, you know, moves in their favor, moves against them. You know, it moves against you. You're hoping. You're sitting there nervous in front of the computer. Trading is supposed to be fun.
You know, one thing, Mick, that I do hear a lot of riff from is, you know, I did my work. I got up early. I watched the markets. I did my game plan, followed it completely through, didn't veer off the path, and I'm down $750 today.
Well, you can do everything right and follow your plan. You're going to have losing days. The best traders out there, as we know, are going to have losing days, and it doesn't mean that you did anything wrong at all. You could do everything right and still just, you know, be on the wrong side of the market and lose money, but it's a matter of, really, we're talking about ways to be successful in 2018, so we're talking about a whole year here. Right. If you are consistently following your plan over time, that's, you might have losing days here and there, but it's going to smooth it out over the whole entire year.
Right. You know, and one thing you said I want to bring back, that you said, you know, have a game plan for the year. And of course, that's a big picture. We're looking at the big picture. But the thing is, break it down. Break it down maybe into quarters. Break it down maybe into a couple months. Break it down into a couple weeks. Always have, like, and you said here, have your game plan for the day. When am I going to get out? When am I going to get in? When am I going to get out? You know, have that ready. And then what you got to do is you got to open it up. I know here on the broadcast, we always talk about when we come in Monday, we make sure that we have our game plan ready for the trade day. And we always invite our listeners and our traders to look ahead to Friday and ask yourself that question, where do I want to be on Friday? Besides laying on a beach, sucking down some beers. No, in a trading aspect.
Yeah.
Where do I want my account to be? Where do I want... and have something to reach for. Have that brass ring. Reach for that brass ring on a Friday, but definitely, you know, detail each day, each trade with a game plan.
Definitely. And, you know, I like how you just mentioned, you know, on Monday, I'm thinking already thinking about where I want to be on Friday. And I know a lot of traders will say, oh, I want to be up X amount of money on Friday. Well, your job as a trader is to have more money in your account the following day than you did the previous day. Or the next day, I should say, than you did the previous day. And same with the week. But this goes back to realistic expectations. If it's Monday and you're saying, I want to be up $5,000 on the week by Friday, that's not a realistic expectation. Mm. It, sure, who wouldn't want to be? But you don't know if the market's going to give you that, you know.
Right.
Your market might be stagnant and just, you know, consolidated, not moving around. You might not have it. Market might not give you a chance to be up $5,000.
All right. You know, that's one thing, too, is break it down. Have short goals. Like if you said, if you've been trading for a while and you've got a decent account and you've seen this kind of money come around before and you put your goal at the end of the week, you know, $5,000 target. All right. But you know, loosen it up a bit if you're new and say maybe my $500 Friday, if I'm up $500, that's going to be my goal. That's going to be my target. Break it down, too.
Definitely.
So you're reaching smaller goals, and you're not just swinging for the fence trying to get that 500.
Yep.
You know, break it down. $100, 100 and a quarter, 150 a day. If I can make 100, if I can make $200 a day, you know, it'll add up, and you'll be at
add
that
up.
Goal before you know
if
it.
If you make $200 a day over the course of a year, granted, $200 sounds pretty low, you know, for because you could make or lose $1,000 trading one lots during the day. To say, you know, oh, if I consistently make $200, it doesn't sound like a lot. That's like $50,000 at the end of the year, though. And I know a lot of our traders here, this is a secondary source of income for them. So,
nice
hey,
one.
Who doesn't need an extra $50,000 on top of what they're already doing for their primary job?
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yeah, that's not
G's.
Bad, huh?
That's nice.
But speaking about the money, you know, at the end of the week, as far as like a yearly goal, I know, and I've done it myself, people will say, I want to make $1 million in 2018. The same goes for what I said about, you know, where you want to be on a Friday. That's not a realistic expectation. It's going to get you hurt because you know what? If I'm saying I want to make $1 million this year, Eddie, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go out there and get in the markets and start trading big size and have big swings on a daily basis. And normally when people set targets for themselves to make X amount, I feel like the exact opposite happens. If I say I'm going to make $2,000 today, I'll probably be down $2,000 at the end of the day.
Right.
In all honesty, I mean, that's what's happened to me. I know that's what happens with other traders. I've seen it happen, sadly.
Okay. All right. Moving on to, we got number four. Number four. Mick, what is number four?
Something I'm very, very good at.
Tell us, Mick. Cooking.
Yeah, not too bad
not
at
too
the
bad?
Cooking,
no,
actually.
You're a good cook.
Yeah,
yeah
I'll have you over for dinner sometime.
I'm up for that. But number four here.
Learn from your mistakes. Mm. I've been very good at making mistakes. Most traders have been. That's how you learn. You make mistakes, but what we need to do is learn from those mistakes. You could have a very expensive error on any given trading day, but if you're good enough to learn from it, remember it, but move on and not make that same mistake again, that could be a very inexpensive error in the scheme of things.
Right. It's Johnny Hoagland talks about, we pay for
information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And learning, I tell you, this is so much a part of finding yourself as a trader, learning from yourself as a trader, and progressing with yourself as a trader. And I say with yourself because during the journey of trading, all right, I'm always reminding our traders, as you put on a position or as you make a move or you go through an action, ask yourself a question, all right, reason, why did I do that? All right, is there a reason behind it? Or this way, I mean, you're going to catch yourself. You're going to learn when you should be trading, when you shouldn't be trading, when you're not trading with number three, your game plan.
Yeah.
When you're not trading with number two, finding your place, and when you're not trading with being realistic. And this is what we're going to learn from trading. We're going to learn from ourselves, from trading buddies, if you want to consider that. I know we've got here in the broadcast, we've got a bunch of traders sharing news, sharing experiences that sometimes somebody else's experience might help you. Because if you're approaching something that sounded familiar that maybe Mick did and he talked about it and mentioned it, and hey, I'm going to be sucked into that same thing. Maybe I should do what he didn't do, or maybe I should do what he said he should have done. But
definitely
learning
and try and find people that can talk to you about mistakes that they've made, because it's so easy for someone to talk about, oh, I made this or made that. They want to talk about the good things. You're not going to learn anything from someone who says, oh, I played this like this and it worked out this well for me. Really try and find out their dirty little secrets. I don't know if you want to say that, but figure out what they've done in the past wrong, and it'll give you an idea of, what you want to watch out for.
Right. Oh, I know, definitely. One thing I like to bring up about learning, Willie Stargell played first base for the Pittsburgh Pirates, won a championship, Hall of Fame, has hit over 500 home runs, no longer with us, but he had a great story when he struck out. Somebody asked him, you hit a lot of home runs, you played a lot of ball. He says, how did you hit over 500 home runs? And he goes, well, because I struck out. All right. Now, the reason behind that was that when Willie Stargell struck out, he would go back to the dugout and he would think about every pitch that he had. Okay. And what he could have did on the first pitch, what he could have did, whatever the pitch was. He broke it down and he sat there and thought about it every time he struck out. Usually, if you hit a home run, you're patting yourself on the ass, and you're not thinking about what was the first two pitches I had. I just nailed it over the fence, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is healthy in a way, but then in another way, it's not healthy, because you're not breaking down the game itself, the batting, your batting technique. So when you do go up to the plate again, let's say that same pitcher, let's sort of put them together as the same market. All right, I'm up to bat again. I'm up to trade again. There's another opportunity for me. What are you going to do differently? What are you going to do the same? But for Willie, he broke it down the correct way, and he realized that he can learn from his mistakes.
Definitely, yeah. Finding success or doing something right isn't going to teach you something or make you better, in my opinion. It's the things you do wrong that you need to change and overcome. That in itself is making you better,
you know,
whatever you're doing.
Right. All right. Number five on the list, the last one.
manage yourself. Number Ooh, five, okay. manage yourself.
Agree. It's, if I could just add on that real quick.
Please.
Management. Now, I like to think of my trading account as my business.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Okay. Well, there, I know there's a lot of educators out there that tell you not to, but the thing is, going back to number one, being realistic, if you consider and if you act upon your account as your storefront, your business, you're not going to make foolish mistakes. You're going to think about it. You're going to be acting more on a professional level. You're going to be cutting your losses short. You're not going to be rolling the dice. You're not going to be flipping the coin. This is management. This is what you need to do. Manage yourself. Manage your account. Now, tell us about that, Mick.
Well, you said it really well, Eddie. And this is not gambling, contrary to what some people think. It's not gambling. You are assuming huge amounts of risks by trading even one contract in these markets. Yeah. You need to treat it like a business. That's what it is. However you want to look at it, I mean, an individual trader, you're basically managing your own hedge fund, really.
You're building your confidence. You're learning structure. You're moving forward. You're seeing more light at the end of the tunnel.
You're learning about yourself, too.
Exactly. And that sort of covers, I think, just about all these topics that we've sort of run about being the best boss that you possibly can be. And even the boss that says, you know what, you've had enough, log off, go have fun. That's one of the best bosses I know of. And that is you. You could be your own boss on that. If you can remind yourself, too, you do your game plan. Yeah, you know what, I went out last night, had some beers with the buds. You know, I can get this easy. You know what, and the thing is, you might get through the day with a big profit. But the thing is, as I mentioned before, you're half-assing it, you're shortchanging it, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, in the long run, that just doesn't work out.
Right. So that manager aspect inside of you is going to say, you know what, no drinking on a school night. You know what, if you are serious about trading, get your ass up early. Do your game plan or whatever time that you do trade, and get yourself prepared for the next day. Now, real quick, Mick, here, can we go over the five again?
Sure. So, number one. We want to have realistic expectations.
Of course.
Number two, find your niche. Number three, have a game plan.
Mm.
Four, always be learning from your mistakes. You're going to make them.
Right.
The best traders do. And number five, manage yourself.
Important.
You know, with success, you should be humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are five great ones to take into 2018 with you.
You know what you do? Here's what you do. If you're listening right now, you write those five down. After that, you know what? Take a little time. Don't have to do it right away and real quick. But break each one down and see where you are on the top five.
What do they mean to you? How can you break them down and expand on them? You know,
right.
Not everybody's going to have the same idea of realistic expectations. Everybody's game plan is going to be a little bit different. People manage themselves differently. So, yeah, those are a good five core things to consider and expand on.
Well, you know what, Mick, we're only human. All right. Well, you know what? Hey, Mick, thanks for being here with us. That was a fantastic conversation. And I do believe that you're going to this podcast is going to help a lot of traders. So thanks so much for joining me.
I hope it's going to help the traders. I had a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for having me on.
You got it, brother. All right, traders, as always, thank you for spending time with us. If you liked this interview, check out our others on iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, it would really help us if you would leave a rating or a review. You can always provide us some feedback, too, at limitup.topsteptrader.com. And I'm Eddie Horn. Talk to everybody next time. Take care, Mick.
Take care, Eddie.
Futures and Forex trading contains substantial risk and is not for every investor. An investor could potentially lose all or more than their initial investment. Risk capital is money that can be lost without jeopardizing one's financial security or lifestyle. Only risk capital should be used for trading, and only those with sufficient risk capital should consider trading. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.